Good morning. We'd like to see the title, Unto Perfection, in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Before studying the Word of God, we want to suggest the three questions. What do you mean, verses 1 through 3? Question 2. What do you mean, verses 4 through 6? Last question. What do you mean, verses 7 through 8? First of all, we want to see backgrounds. We don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews, but we assume that the book of Hebrews might have been written by disciple Paul, because the consequence is logical, like disciples epistles. For example, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, or Colossians, and something like that. So the book was written probably in 64 through 68 AD, just before Titus conquered the temple of Jerusalem. The theme of this book is, we have a grace relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, not legal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. In the last time, we see Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, the author talks about spiritual immaturity. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, or you should be teachers of the Word of God, you need someone to teach you again the first principle of the oracles of God. First principle meaning, in order to become new believer, you should know certain fundamental doctrine for salvation. So you still need a teaching, because time already was gone, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. The author explained what is milk, what is solid food, because everyone who partakes only of milk, only meaning, so he can digest only milk, he cannot digest solid food. Only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. So, because he is a babe, but solid food belongs to those who are of a full age. Full age, as Ephesians said, the mature Christians, perfect man, that kind of, over full age, simply means mature Christian. So solid food is for mature Christians. That is those who by reason to use have their senses exercised to discern both the good and evil. God is good, therefore the word of God is good also. So if some behavior meet God's word, would be good. If behavior does not meet God's word, that would be bad. So, also we talked about the main purpose of a church, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 14. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, which meaning for the building up of the believers for the work of a ministry, or for the work of services, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for building up the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of the faith. So we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and of the knowledge of the Son of God, knowledge of Christ, to a perfect man. Here, perfect man is over full age. Also in Hebrews chapter 6, unto perfection. That in the same meaning, which meaning full maturity unto the measure of the image of Christ. Only one is the perfect man, Jesus Christ. So we are reaching the image of Christ. We are just like Jesus Christ, unto perfect man, to the measure of the statures of the fullness of Christ. That we should no longer be children or no longer be babies, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of a man into cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. So church main purpose is edify the believers to the body of Christ, not the evangelical sermon, to repeat the principles for salvation again. It is not church's main purpose. So edifying the body of Christ, edify the saints, then naturally saints overflow our reaching and preaching. So let's see the main context, chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, meaning previous verses, do not repeat the first principles. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, here elementary, less than the first principles of Christ. So do not repeat the first principle of Christ. Because you already knew, you already are saved. So, building up beyond the foundation or principle, let us go on to the perfection, which meaning go on to maturity, or go on to full age, or go on to perfect man. Or I go on to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, now laying again the foundation of repentance. Right here, the first principles explained here. Now laying again, or I repeat the foundation, repentance from the dead works. Repentance, or of faith toward God. So of faith meaning we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ who was dead. With bloodshed to cleanse away my sins and rose again. So upon that faith, we can toward God. You know, our relationship with God is restored upon that faith. And of the doctrine of baptisms, right here, baptisms, the plural, only one baptism. You know, baptism. You know, in water. So after you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you got baptized by water. Also, the other one is the support of the Bible explain baptism with the Holy Spirit. Baptism with the Holy Spirit means the fullness of the Holy Spirit status is called as baptism with the Holy Spirit. Then, you know, continually overflowing the Holy Spirit, which meaning overflowing Holy Spirit fruit and agape love to neighbors, to others, kind of thing. Laying on our hands. So laying hands while, you know, we pray certain ill people or God's ordination for pastors or missionaries and laying on hands. Resurrection of the dead. So the dead would be resurrected. We believe that, you know, Christians who was dead physically will be resurrected when Jesus comes again in heaven. Of eternal judgment, unbeliever subjected to eternal judgment. This kind of elementary principle, this author said, do not lay again this elementary principle or the first principles. And this we will do if God permits it. This meaning unto perfection. Perfect we will do unto perfection if God permits, or to become a true Christian, if God permits, we can do it. So the church's main purpose is edifying the believers to minister to the Lord. That's the main purpose. So how can we edify believers? That is teaching the word of God. So basically, Acts chapter 20, verses 26 and 27, disciple Paul and called the elders in Ephesus. Then, you know, he said, you know, so therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men and all elders. I am innocent because I have not shunned or avoid to declare to you the whole counsel of God. So the entire, the word of God, or the entire Bible. So disciple taught, you know, each word in the Bible to the elders. So the Holy Spirit feeds our spirit in the word of God. So that's why we need the word of God. We feed the solid food, or the word of righteousness. Anyway, not just staying, you know, milk or principle, the elementary principles. That is verses 1 through 3. What does it mean? Basically, do not stay new believer status or baby status, but feeding the solid food, the word of God. So building up you beyond the foundation. That's verses 1 through 3 means. Then is verses 4 and 4 through 6 is 4 verses 4 through 6. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift. Right here, you know, tasted two times, verses 4 and 5, tasted, have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. So tasted the word two times when we go to Costco. So the Costco worker give a certain a piece of food to us. Can you taste it? So when we taste that you know, it tastes the satisfied consumer, also at a reasonable price, so consumer will buy, you know, that, you know, package. Then consumer would eat that food up. So taste is not, you know, they're sufficient to eat it up, you know, taste. So this kind of taste meaning is like a superficial believers, not, you know, enough to, you know, true believer. Tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. Or this, those people are an unbeliever who come, you know, close to salvation, but actually, you know, not, you know, soul believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. So one example, you know, the Japanese couple, you know, they believe not only in the Lord Jesus Christ, but also in other, you know, many gods as well. You know, that kind of thing, you know, not, you know, actually, you know, the believer, so really unbeliever, you know, some kind of like that. Then if they fall away to renew them. Right here, fall away, they mean sufficient, but also not true Christian. That's different from, you know, if the Christians commit to sin, then, you know, he repented. So that moment he will be forgiven by God. But he might have the consequence of his sin. You know, for example, David the king, he committed adultery and made murder to Uriah because he took Uriah's wife Bathsheba. So because their prayer at the sword and did not depart from, you know, David's family, so David's son, you know, Amnon, you know, raped Absalom's sisters, then Absalom killed, you know, the Amnon, you know, so Absalom also rebelled against David, you know, something like that. So but believer repents his sin, so he will be forgiven. He might be forgiven. But here, they fall away is, in this context, apostate. They is apostates. They fall away, so which mean, apostate meaning the people who renounce Christianity. They fall away to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again, you know, double crucifixion for themselves, the Son of God. But Hebrews chapter 7, verse 27, Jesus Christ did crucify once for all when he offered up himself. So Jesus crucified one time for all, not like, you know, to again, down bound. So, and put him to an open shame. So, put Jesus Christ to an open shame. So, an apostate is sin is unpardonable, so he is impossible, you know, to be forgiven. I want to give you one example. You know, one guy, so he delivered the gospel, but he studied a lot in, you know, psychology. So after getting a psychology degree, he is turned away, you know, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, is he played action against Christianity. So that kind of a thing, we can, you know, give an example. And verse 7 and 8: For the earth which drinketh in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated. Those by whom it is cultivated is called, you know, farmer, receive the blessing from God. It says that the farmers, the earth, the farmer planted a certain seed, you know, on the earth, but on the earth, receiving its rain, so therefore, you know, a lot of herb might be produced. You know, that's a blessing. Some kind of example. But if it bears earth bears thorns and briars, although they give a rain, but it does not produce herbs rather than thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed. Who ends is to be burned. So farmer, you know, in that case, the farmer burns the earth who has thorns and briars. Then is farmers who would recultivate the earth. So thorns and briars, you know, burnt out. So Jesus' plan is a thorns kind of Jesus, you know, the farmer planted seed. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. Now he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world. So thorns and briars is the symbol, the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he become unfruitful. So the word, you know, cannot grow. That kind of explain. So this is 7 through 8 whoever hear of the word, so without worry about the world, what is fullness, our riches, our rest. So let the Holy Spirit the control, our heart, to accept the word, to continue to grow. So that's a blessing. So that kind of mean. So let's see each question. What do you mean verses 1 through 3? Verses 1 through simple meaning, we should go on to the perfection, or on to full age, or full maturity, onto the measure of the image of Christ. How? So we are learning the word of God, which is the solid food. Means so. Verses 4 through 6, what does it mean? So it is impossible for those who are once enlightened to have a taste to heaven gift. So there is not enough a certain, superficial believer or unbeliever who close to salvation, cannot, be saved. So there's apostate is unpardonable. Apostasy is unpardonable sin. So excluding believers who commit sin and repent of sin. So excluding, the other one, because they crucified Jesus Christ, afresh or the double times, again, Jesus crucified again. So he's impossible, to be forgiven. He meaning apostate. Verses 7 through 8, what does it mean? When we hear the word of God, so without worry, over the world, what deceitfulness of riches, so in the Holy Spirit, already the might grow. That's a blessing, from God. Let's pray, and all together with the Lord's prayer.